Welcome back, everybody, to Bad Film Good, the podcast where we... the podcast where we look at poorly rated movies. And of course, as always, we ask the question, is this bad film or not? my name is Declan.
And I'm...
Oh, yeah, nice. I always think... I kind of notice that I always say that bit as quick as... I'm just trying to get to your bit where you say you do the bit with your name. Because I'm like, my name is Declan. My name is Declan, it doesn't matter, just get it in.
And then I'm like...
yeah, I don't give enough time to think about it. And you're just like... my name is Aiden.
Vague joke about the film.
Yeah. Now, even though this song is not in this film, the bit that we've just been doing is related to the fact that we are doing Step Up this week.
Step up, dude.
Step up.
Fucking up, dude.
if it was called Step the fuck up.
Step the fuck up.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum's like, step the fuck up.
Before we get into stepping up, before we ourselves step up, yeah. Aiden, why don't you tell us what is Shrekking up this week?
So this is an article from the Daily Star. Is that the best newspaper?
Oh, it's like a tabloid.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the Sun or whatever.
Right. It's the same. It's the worst Sun.
It's awful. The Sun is a star, so I mean, but whatever.
the headline will like fully epitomize the Daily Star.
Okay.
And the Sun.
All right, I'm ready for it.
Because it goes, bloke claims he got Shrek tattooed on his forehead in worst idea ever.
Bloke.
Brilliant. I fucking, as soon as I saw the word bloke Shrek tattoo, I was like, that's the one.
Easy. got this week's one down, yeah.
So, a bloke left viewers stunned.
A fucking bloke.
A bloke left viewers bloody stunned, he did. After he seemingly had a Shrek logo tattooed across his forehead. Harry Brown paid a visit to the tattoo artist.
Harry
Will.
Brown. Yeah. What a brilliant
That's
name.
That's the most East End name I've ever heard.
I'm Harry Brown.
I'm Harry Brown. Real Boston Pickle Deals. paid a visit to Will Thompson Tattoo. I don't know why they fucking always name them, like, as if we give a shit.
Well, I guess it's so that the public can know that they too could go to, what was it, William like, Thompson's fucking tattoo?
Will Thompson
Will
Tattoos.
Will Thompson Tattoos and get Shrek tattooed in various places on their body. He'll do it.
And so he was filmed getting the word Shrek stenciled. It's not just the word, it's the logo. It's the Shrek logo with the fucking ears. It's not just the word Shrek. Get your fucking facts straight. So it's get Shrek stenciled, supposedly inked across his forehead. He was seen laying down in the chair with his eyes closed as the artist etched the word in the iconic movie font, complete with ogre ears in black ink. I look, the clip's got views and people reacted to it. Is a generic article. I don't know why they keep saying supposedly.
I was about to ask about that.
Because, like, there's no... It is a bit like, did you actually get tattooed on your forehead?
Yeah.
But there's no evidence to say here that he didn't. Like, there's pictures here with, like, what seems to be...
Wait a minute, Aiden. We are... in person this week, so let me just
come around
the table. That's right, now I'm in this ear, if that's how it works.
I don't know. You see that? Like, it looks...
Nah, that's fucking fake. Look at that. That's gotta be fake, right? Unless... When was this taken? His skin would be, like, red and whatever, and it looks like it's kind of cracked and shit.
I don't know. That's kind of what it looks like when it's fresh. It's like, but then you get.
But
this
then you
shit.
Get.
You get a close up of him being stabbed in the head with a tattoo gun. Like,
Unless he was like, oh, put it next to my head, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just...
Because to be fair, I mean, he could just be going over. I'm looking at, like, where you'd start and where you'd finish. He might just be, like, going over it again or something. But, like, seems like a weird... Like, the whole thing is written out already. Or at least some of it is. So why is he on here? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Unless he started over here. This is such a good audio. Even then, the H is there.
Yeah. Look, you can put... I feel like, you know, you can make a picture of that in your head.
We are as
sus about this as the article
seems to be. But I don't know why the article, like, every fucking... So they go, like, oh, the click has got loads of views. Repost if you love Shrek on the forehead. But viewers were left baffled by the blokes... Again. By the bloke's decision.
By the bloody bloke's
decision, Harry Brand, and took the comments claiming he would change his mind later about it. Like, one commenter, surely not. That's the worst idea ever. booked him for a removal. Oh my god, would you agree? He had another of hope. The tattoo artist joked. He has another of Homer Simpson on the back of his head saying doe. Also, DreamWorks have him 200,000. I don't know what that means. I don't know what any of this means. believed it was attended as a prank, with one pointing out no swelling, redness, or vibrating of the needle. So,
right,
they think it's fake. That's why they keep saying it's fake.
I see. Right. Oh, because I'm guessing there's a video to go with it.
Yeah, but they haven't attached the video. It's just screenshots of this video. I just got distracted by the headline. It said bloke Shrek in the same sentence, and I was like, amazing.
I feel like it was worthy enough.
Worthy enough. Yeah. I feel like we've had better, but also... Mm. I'll let you in a little secret.
Ooh.
We're at a dry spell with Shrek articles.
Oh,
if you
shit.
Google Shrek and then go on to news,
yeah,
it's either articles we've already done,
yeah,
or it's like, it's coming to Westbury. Westbury Theatre's doing the Shrek musical now. Oh, Chichester Theatre, come see Shrek. Oh, yeah. This is a review of Bradford Theatre's Shrek play. Or it would be like, Westminster Schools did a Shrek play. Fuck's it was sake. Bloody beautiful.
I know what you're talking about. There's plenty of content there. Each week, go another
review of like a school productions version of Shrek the Musical.
I think that'd be good.
Yeah. All right. Well,
if there's
next
a parent,
week.
Look, it's worth it if there's a parent on there, like, this is fucking shit. This is nothing like the story of Shrek.
Yeah. I don't remember this in the film, actually. Yeah. But yeah, that's what's Shrekking this week. Yeah.
All right. Well, Shrekking aside then, Aiden, this week, as I said, oh, you good? Coffee not feeling good.
Coffee tastes weird.
Ugh. Yeah, my lump sip was a little bit weird as well. Maybe there's something going around. Ugh. Yeah, you may hear a little blocked noseness. You get a bit of ASMR from Aiden there.
ASMR.
Brilliant. ASMR of somebody retching.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, Bentley.
Fuck's sake. Before we get to it, as I said up top, we are in person again today. I've been a little bit ill, so you probably hear a little bit of block blows from me. But it is our final in-person episode. unless we, you know, pick it back up again at some point. But we're on episode, what, 98?
This is 97.
97?
Yeah.
97. Only three more to go after this one. But yes, we are looking at Step Up, which we saw on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Which describes the film as... Everyone deserves a chance to follow their dreams, but some people only get one shot. Tyler Gage is a rebel from the wrong side of Baltimore's tracks, and the only thing that stands between him and an unfulfilled life are his dreams of one day making it out there. Which isn't really true.
No, and
until
also,
a certain point.
They're like, everyone deserves a shot at their dreams, but some people just can't afford the school tuition.
Yeah.
Unless the headmaster wants to fuck them.
Yeah. No, I've also noted in here, I included it in a little screen grab that I got of this. What would you call it? Like the genre, like subgenres that it's tagged under.
Yeah.
And it's got like music videos and concerts, romance, passionate, inspiring, and then cerebral. Like, oh yeah, that really worked my cerebralness, my brain.
Whoa, what's going on?
I can feel my cerebro. But before we get into it, Aiden, why don't you give us a little bit of info about this movie?
Okay.
And so I have a little bit of info about this movie.
You've got a little bit of info.
Yeah, well,
Damn.
Just a tidbit.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was directed by Anne Fletcher. It stars Channing Tatum, Jenna Dewan, Damian Radcliffe, Deshaun Washington, Mario.
Hey, yo,
Mario. No, it's just Mario.
It's Mario.
Hey, yo, Mario's in there.
Oh, shit.
It's me.
You got to step it up.
Come on, Jenny Tatum. Fuck that girl.
Oh, no. Man, it's crazy in this movie how Mario...
the candy shop.
It's crazy how Mario stole Channing Tatum's girl in this movie.
Yeah, she's my bitch now. Drew Sidora, Rachel Griffiths, Josh Hazard. Oh, these are like... There's some guy called Heavy D, which is great as well. What else do we say about the film? We say
we
that
had,
it's got...
Steve Buscemi, is that maybe?
Oh, yeah, Steve Buscemi. Well, he's the... The main.
He was the main. Yeah.
That's my girl, fellow dancer.
I'd love to see like a fucking dance off. Like, no, that's my girl. I start doing like a dance off.
It's got 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb, 21% on Rotten Tomatoes, and only 48 in Metal Cricket's liked it. It had a budget. Of $12 million and made $114 million.
They were eating good.
They were eating good.
I mean, the thing is, it makes sense because all the locations are like they just
a dusty shot
in
hall.
They just shoot in a dusty hall.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
shoot out in some street.
Yeah,
like they just pay the fucking.
Yeah,
people
yeah, and
work
and,
on it, and these, that's it's pretty cheap.
And Channing Tatum, this must have been like one of his first things, right?
I think this was maybe what made him.
What made you, Channing
Tatum?
I'm
not sure.
Let's look.
It's what made him for me, I'll tell you that.
we should talk about the sequels as well. Because they're fucking... I mean, after looking at the budget and how much it made, you're like, all right, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But you got Step Up. You got Step Up 2. The Streets.
Yeah.
You got Step Up 3D.
Oh, because Aiden, it's like Step Up to the Streets.
Oh, shit!
It's smart. They did
Step Up to the Streets!
Yeah, they did the Madagascar Escape to Africa.
Oh,
Madagascar
my God.
2, Escape to Africa 2.
they get better with them. So you Step Up 3D, because it's the...
Oh, the, that era
it's
of
that era.
3D.
Yeah. Then Step Up... Revolution.
Oh shit.
Then you get Step Up All In.
Yeah.
Then you get Step Up again. Like Google and the posters have different titles. So in 2018 you just get Step Up again, but the poster says Step Up High Water. Like a fucking tsunami comes or some shit. Like they're like
dance against the tsunami. They're like,
quick, our force will push it back.
A dance battle with the ocean. I love that. they do their bit. They do their big dance sequence. The tsunami just wipes them out.
And then in 2019, you got Step Up China, and it says.
Come on, China.
Yeah.
Step up.
Step up China, and it's the step up year of the dance. Fuck me, dude.
Oh man,
there's seven of these.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Apparently, I don't know about like, because it's. I mean, step up China, is that as in like they just did like a Chinese version of it, or is it like, oh, in this one they go to China? You know what I mean?
I don't know. The cast seems. No, it's a mixed cast. There are some white people here. So yeah, they probably go to China. Youth from different social classes in Beijing. All right, okay. Come together to form China's best dance crew and learn what it really means to be family.
Damn.
3.7 out of 10.
Damn, I guess they didn't find out after all. Come on, China, step up.
Step up, China. Jesus.
You gotta step up to the streets. But, yeah, because I was talking to Raisa about this, and she said that apparently there is a character called Moose who is in every film after the first one. And he's just some, like, kid.
What, but just shows
like,
up?
Well, I don't know what his role, but I think he's like this cool guy that shows up in each. I don't know exactly.
Let's have a look. Where is he? Moose. Oh, Adam Gary. Oh, I know. I recognize this kid. He's like some little weenie boy. He was in Superbad.
Aiden does know his weenie boys.
Yeah, he is. He's in all of them. He's apart from them. Step Up China.
Oh, right. He couldn't make it over there.
He couldn't.
They wouldn't pay for his flight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking.
Yeah, well, the little bit of info that I have about this, which kind of just, I mean, we can just. It's just a bit of like, oh, cool. But turns out that, and I didn't realize this, probably anybody listening will be like, yeah, obviously I know about this. If
the film's about dance.
Oh shit. I have it all wrong. I thought it was about stepping up. Yeah, if you know anything about celebrities or whatever, you might know this. But the two main actresses, Channing Tatum and what was it, Jenna Dewan?
Yeah, sure.
They started dating from this movie and got married in 2009 and then like finalized the divorce and stuff in like 2019.
Oh my god.
Well, so they like 2018 they separated, whatever.
So they were together like
so they were ages. Yeah, they were to like probably together, they had like a kid and stuff, whatever.
Oh my god.
But I was looking it up on Wikipedia, and at the bottom of this, because it was like you know, this is what happened between them, and you know, now Jenna Dewan is engaged with somebody else and Channing Tatum is with somebody else. And then it says that, just underneath, it says Jenna Dewan, Peter declared her to be one of three sexiest vegans of 2017. And then said, she is not currently a strict vegan or vegetarian. She was like, all right, cool, I guess.
They gave it to her and she's like, I'm going to start eating meat again. Oh my god, yeah. That's so good. How I want to find out. So Channing Tatum was born in. He's 43 now, and this film came out
2006, right?
2006.
Yeah.
So he would have been 26 in this film when he's meant to be what 17?
I don't. We were discussing this. So we watched this in person, and we were sort of. We normally, you know, if we have any points, then we're like, save it. But we were talking about that, like, how old is he supposed to be in this? Because there is one scene, they make one mention of it, and there is one scene that shows that he goes to school.
Yeah.
Like, he is in a class, there's one scene where he's sat in a classroom with his fucking snapback on sideways. Yeah. Like, man, I hate school.
I just want to dance.
I just want to dance and steal cars.
Yeah.
But then there's one other mention where when he... so he vandalizes some shit, has to do community service, and when he's talking to the principal in the place, the school that he vandalized, where he has to do his community service, she says to him about, like, oh, your school... Like, you finished school at, like... 2 something p.m.
Yeah,
and then you're court ordered to come here,
yeah,
and be here until like, you know,
5:30 or something.
Yeah, exactly. And he's got, like, do the bins and whatever and shit.
Yeah.
But then, which is, like, there's multiple things. One, I hate when they do that. And they don't do it so much now because I think there are more younger actors. There's, like, better ways of, I mean, obviously filming has sort of changed and things. And they tend to, like, get the younger actors in, maybe also so they can keep them longer without them looking too old and whatever.
Yeah.
Like, Stranger Things, you didn't see them use, like, 20-year-olds pretending to be...
I know there's the laws about you can't... So...
A certain amount of time that you can film per day or whatever with kids and stuff. Yeah, exactly. So they they can avoid all this kind of stuff. But I just hate this thing where they're like, all right, this kid is 17. And you're like, he's clearly fucking 30. And then all the kids that are going to watch that movie... They like it just reinforces insecurities to
yeah,
be like,
yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't look anything like this guy. And you're like, yeah, because you're actually 13.
Yeah.
He's 25, bro. And he's jacked.
Yeah, he's
a fucking
so
superstar.
And this kid's like, what the hell? I've done weights in my biceps.
I normally just hit puberty.
Yeah. oh, it's so dumb.
But yeah, we did have a lot of jokes throughout the movie just about, like, how old he was.
Because he's like, he's living
he's
with
in a foster home.
He's
still.
In a foster home.
So he must be under 18.
Yeah. Well, he's at least, I think maximum he's meant to be 17, if not young, which is bad. But like,
he's about 13 in
this movie. I was like, why is this 30-year-old living with this, like, family?
Yeah, like, to be like... Oh, you're not my mom.
Yeah. She's like, no, I'm not. You foster move out.
I didn't even foster you. You just moved in.
But like, so yeah, the whole thing is he's got like these two. Oh, the film opens with them just fucking dancing in a club. It literally opens and they're doing that like, is it like that snap, crack, pop? Dance? By like boomers. So like, what's that
dance they do? Is it called the snapping, popping, crackle? Is that what the kids are doing these days? You know, they do the only snap, bubble, and crack I do is my bloody bones.
The only snap, crackle, and pop I have is from my Rice Krispies in the morning. No, the one. Yeah, pop and lock.
You know the one. Snap, crackle, and pop. Oh, yeah. I do love that dance move. They just dance while eating Rice Krispies. Oh, man. But they are indeed popping and locking.
I've always found it cringy, but when you get like a whole club in 2006 of people dressed in like baggy jeans, like jeans around their fucking ankles, and a sideward cap going like, ooh, and it's just like, it opens and we see Camp Channing Tatum. I was like, oh my god, I don't know if I can do this.
The funny thing is, I've definitely seen this movie before, but I just don't remember it. Like,
really?
Like, I'm sure that I have. I've seen at least one or two of the other Step Up movies, I'm sure, because I was familiar with it. And I must have seen this when I was younger. Like, I didn't remember anything about it.
Right.
But I knew, like, you know, they did dancing, what kind of, like, street dancing, you know, freestyle, whatever. But I remembered the dancing being much better. When we saw it, I was like, what are they doing?
Yeah, it's not
but
great.
It's weird because it's one of those things where you're like, the dancing's not great. However, Channing Tatum did like a good performance. He would have had to learn sort of dancing anyway. Like the movement, the actual technical like kind of movements of where you, you know, that kind of dancing where you make it seem like you're kind of...
Robotic. Yeah.
Well, not robotic, kind of like... jittering around, whatever, and blah, blah, whatever. I can't move like that.
Yeah, no, it's good dancing. It's just,
it's probably 2006 shitty freestyle.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, in 2006, it would have been like, oh, man, that's
he can dance.
And now we're like,
To be fair, though, I'd take that over a fucking stupid TikTok dance or whatever any day.
Just, like, doing the floss.
Doing the floss. It's not, like, as much better.
But they, yeah, so they're in a club that he fucking bro dances with some guy's girl. So the guy pulls out a fucking Glock. You're dancing with my girl, bro? I was like, fucking calm down.
What does he say? He's like, I don't see your name on her or something. Yeah, like, that. Like, oh, yes, because women are probably.
Yeah.
I forgot. Yeah, he should have put a tag on it.
And that, it's just like.
It's that kind of dancing, though, where it's like, they're literally the only thing that separates that dancing from actually having sex is that they have their clothes
on.
Like, they're just like, and he's like, hey, can you stop dancing? Like, I'd be like, bro, one, she's dancing with him like that as well. Two, I mean, what the fuck?
Oh, man. But, like, so the first, like, I don't know, like, 10 minutes is them, like, it's them either dancing or it's like Riz face.
His Riz face is strong in this. But he does that. We talk about this. He doesn't do the like raised eyebrow like it's kind of pout Riz. Yeah. It's like the gangster Riz.
It's
the straight brow. Like he just stares at you. Like you're not sure whether he wants to kill you or like
fuck you.
You know, fuck
or
you
both
or both in any order.
Yeah, because they're like, let's bring in a little school.
Yeah, so him and he's got two friends. One that I guess is like his main friend, and then it's his friend's brother.
Yeah,
His little brother, who's just sort of like, he wants to be part of the crew, and he's always hanging out with him and stuff. And it's kind of like, it's kind of wholesome in that, you know, he's the little brother, and he's like, I want to be like the big boys.
And they're like, fuck off!
But they steal cars to, not for a living, but like, you know, they make money on the side by jacking cars and taking them to chop shops and stuff. Which they don't allow the little brother to do because he's shit at it or whatever initially. And probably because they're like, we don't want you jacking cars. But they'll do it with him there. And then, they break into what we're pretty sure the little brother says is
an abandoned school. This guy's just an idiot.
He was like, I know this place. Yeah, it's abandoned. And that's probably the point.
Yeah.
He is young and stupid. And they just, for some reason, decide to go and trash the place. Absolutely trash the place.
They see a stage. They're like, well, this place seems pretty...
Not abandoned.
And then they see this, like, stage, which is, like, clearly just been set up. Like, there's no dust on it. It's just, like, there. And they're like, seems as if this is a school for performing arts. Let's fucking trash it! They just, like, smash up this stage. Then the security guard comes. The two friends run away and Channing Tatum gets caught. Which is so dumb, because he's like, the security guard is on Channing Tatum's friend, like, holding him down.
Yeah.
And then Channing Tatum's like, pushes the security guard.
Push the security guard. He pushes his friend.
Out the way. Out the way. Yeah. And he's like, save yourself.
But the thing is, it's like, it was that thing where I think it was a bit of bad, like, choreography. And so you can kind of see where he's like, push him out of the way, but oh no, I'm not fast enough. You caught me, officer. You know what I mean?
The guy's like, what are you doing? Like, what are your pants doing? Yeah.
But I was like, dude, just fucking barge into it. Because he was hidden when the security guard came in. Just fucking
belt him out of the way.
Belt the security guard and get your friend free. But I mean, you know, as we said, he was white, so he only got community service.
Yeah, 200 hours of community service.
Yeah.
Which I was like, bro, you for real? That's like thousands worth of damage.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, this is what just, it keeps coming up in the story, because we were like, but didn't she say? But, so, they court order him. They're like, you've got to go back to that school and be a janitor, because I guess even though you look 34, you're technically under 18, so we can't send you to jail. So you got to be the janitor of the school. So when he turns up and he talks to the principal, she's like, you know what you've cost this school, apart from causing thousands worth of damage? You've cost someone a place here. And we were like, okay, so tuition is like thousands
she
of
said,
dollars.
She said, I think because she said it was $9,000.
$9,000?
Oh, I'm not sure if that's just me being like, oh, in the UK, it was $9,000.
No, I thought it was like hundreds. That's what I took it as. I thought it was like, nah, this must be expensive. Because American school tuition is fucking
it's
mental.
Crazy, yeah.
But like, whatever it is, I don't know, I can't remember if they actually said how much. But she was like, because of the amount of damage you've caused, that means we, like, one student that wants to come here now can't. And I was like, that's not how fucking tuition works. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Imagine being like, oh, we've had to reject your application due to some property damage that we needed to cover.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you not want my money to cover
that? Yeah. No, we can't.
We need to cut our losses.
Yeah. It's just fucking stupid. Which, we'll get to it later, but the fact that this costs a good chunk of... It's not just a school. It's like a school that you pay for. Like, this is fatty posh school.
This is like, they do ballet there. They do all this stuff that's like, you know, you'll have your final project displayed in front of dance companies across the fucking country.
Yeah.
All this kind of shit. Prestigious.
So I was like, keep that in mind, because there's some bullshit about to go on, especially if they're rejecting someone because of property damage.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like he goes, he's doing the thing. He's like
he's doing some bins.
He's doing some bins. Yeah. He looks like a nonce walking through the school. It's ridiculous.
We were confused at first because I forgot that they had court ordered him to do his community service. At the place where I love that as if it's like a reasonable thing to be like, oh yeah, okay, that makes sense. Where he's like, you have to do your community service at the place that you vandalized. It's poetic.
Yeah.
But before that stuff, when they actually vandalized the place, or just before they did, when they were sort of walking through the corridors in the school and there were some trophies and pictures and stuff, the younger kid, who's called Skinny, that's what they call him, they're like looking at photos of like some of the athletes that have got these trophies and stuff, and they're like saying about like, oh man, the because they all wear like very baggy clothes, and they say something about like, man, they're wearing such like tight outfits or something like that. And then Skinny's like, yeah, they show off their muscles real nice though. And then both Channing Tatum and his friend do like a slow turn of the head to him, like,
What the fuck did you just say?
What are you, gay? Why did you throw that joke in there? Just to be like, man, sure could use some dick right now.
What? I thought they were going to do something more with that. But they just never mentioned it.
No, it was just a throwaway joke of like, haha, he likes to look at men with muscles.
Yeah, let's
laugh. He may or may not be gay.
Oh, fuck.
And I also, in my notes, I've described, I think it was from the first scene, but it sort of applies generally, that Channing Tatum's dancing reminds me of the wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tree.
It does.
Yeah.
Because it's just flapping about.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, us saying that with no dancing bone in our bodies, but it's shit. It's fucking shit. So he's doing his community service. Alongside this, what was her name? Channing Tatum's wife. What was she called?
Ex-wife. It's
Jenna.
Nora.
Oh, her name, yeah. Jenna Dewan.
Yeah.
So Nora is like, she's got this major dance routine, like we were saying, it's going to be performed in front of so many people.
It's a final kind of grade piece or whatever.
Yeah. And her dance partner, like, fucks his ankle. So she's like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah.
I've got to, like, practice this. I can't practice without him. I need a new dance partner just to fulfill his role. So when he comes back, he can seamlessly slide into this dance routine that he knows. And then it will all be fine. And she, like, she tests all the, like...
They were, like, freshmen or something.
Yeah, yeah. She's, like, trying to find a new dance partner. No one can do the dance. They're not strong enough to lift her or whatever. And then she sees, like, Channing Tatum's friends come in a stolen car, of course, like, to the school. And they're like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, I got community service, bro. And they're like, nah, come play basketball with us. And he's like, yeah, well, I'm just gonna dance. And it's like... He's just fucking in a car park.
Yeah.
Throwing shapes while his two friends are like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
funny.
Good.
Because I think the idea is that he was taking the mick out of the people who were dancing in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, oh, yeah, because I could beat them. Oh, look at these moves. Huh? And they're like, haha, yeah, that's funny. But he just does it for so long.
Yeah, and they're just stood there like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And like Nora is watching from one of the windows. and she's just like, so he's just like putting his feet on the car and flapping around.
It's so shit. It's so funny. Like, and again, in 2006, you probably would have been like, yeah, look at his dance moves. But now you're just like, what is that? He's just flapped two arms in unison. And you're just like, I'd see that and be like, what is that guy doing? Is he even like, is there a problem here or something? Because he's just flapping around and his two friends are just watching him going, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, nice one, dude. You show them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was a bit where... So she's kind of, like, getting this idea in her head, but she's like, no.
Well, she's like, kind of thirsting from afar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And Channing Tatum's walking through the school, and he goes... He fucking does... There's, like, one... It's Mario. He goes up to Mario. But there's like one black guy in the school. Like, yeah. One. And he goes up to the guy. And like, it's just out of nowhere. He's like, hey, where are you from? And I was like, bro, what the fuck?
He's such a weird. He's just like, hey, what's up? Where are you from?
Yeah. He goes like, what do you mean?
He's like, no, originally.
Yeah. I was like, Channing Tatum, you fucking wild man. What the fuck are you talking about?
The thing is, like, this is one thing we sort of mentioned was, it does seem like, Channing Tatum's character is like, he's the one white friend in the group.
Yeah,
that like acts, you know, all like he's gangster and whatever, and he's like, yeah, man, well, you know, cool, whatever. And I was like, obviously, it was like, you know, mid-2000s,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I was like, okay, so they couldn't just like cast him as a black person.
Yeah, they
had to be like, well, no, the lead guy is white, but the love interest is white, so obviously, I mean, you have to be the book is white, and then you know his friends are black, so he's like. He's like pseudo black. You know? he's cool, this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
but it's not really. It doesn't really have a big. I don't think it wasn't like it didn't feel bad. It was just
funny and a bit out of pocket.
So, yeah, some of his interactions. He's literally just he's in the school and he's like, a black person. I can speak to them.
They'll be from the streets.
Where are you from? Are you also from the streets?
And he's like. No, I live in Richmond. Just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Stop talking to me, bin man.
And then, do we progress and
didn't we call him, because he's, so, because when she's looking for these other dancers, and they're all shit and whatever, and he's watching them and being like, every time, like, there's some shit.
Yeah.
From his fucking, he's cleaning a window. Or
yeah.
I don't remember what the point was where we made the comparison about this being like Tarzan. Because he's like the bin man, like, from the street. And then, you know, and she's the lady who does all the prestigious things. And it's like, you know, Tarzan, but in dance.
Fucking, yeah. He is literally, he is the Tarzan and she is the Jane. Yeah. Just like.
And it's Roadman Tarzan.
Roadman Tarzan.
And he's back. It's been so long since we've had Roadman Tarzan on.
Are you fucking like dancing though, innit? Like, come dance with me, yeah?
I'll show you a thing or two.
Yeah.
About dance. Look at this. Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy. Man, those skills are mad skeezy, bruv. Oh, bro, that was bad, bro.
But I mean, like, bad isn't good.
Bad isn't good, though, fam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hey, baby girl, come here, yeah? I'll show you some dance moves, innit?
Because he's always wearing, like, super baggy clothes. Even when they start dancing, his fucking trousers are, like, halfway down his ass.
They're they must be, like, size 44 jeans. It's mental.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, so... He's like, hey, baby girl, come here, like, let me fucking dance with you. And she's like, hey, Tarzan, you're such a brute.
Bro, I'll show you a lift. None of these guys can give you a lift. Yeah. I'll show you a lift.
I'll show you a lift. I'll give you a lift in my fucking Corsa. Just go to McDonald's, innit? Oh, baby girl, you finished your GCSEs, yeah?
No. What, I'm 17 too?
No, I'm 17 too.
I'm not
going down in the Corsa yet. I've put a bin on the back. It sounds like a washing machine farting, isn't it? She's like, so that he's like, I'll fucking dance with you, and then they do like, I don't get why she's like, yes, he's like. She's like, oh, you could lift me. He's like, yeah, I could lift you. And I can also do this. And then just, like, does fucking shitty throw shapes. And she's like, well, I'm a trained ballet dancer, so this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
Like,
but also she's like, yes, Mr. Bin Man, who's been staring at me, like, for the past couple of weeks.
Who's been court ordered.
Who's been court ordered to be here after criminal activities. Let's dance.
Yeah.
Why don't you grab me at the waist as I throw myself at you?
And then so she's like, she goes up to the principal and she's like, oh, I've got an idea, principal. None of these other dancers are going to cut it. What if we get Channing Tatum to do it? And the principal's like, you fucking kidding me? He's a criminal.
Yeah, and this is your major piece.
Yeah, yeah. Also, he's court ordered to do community service.
Yeah.
This isn't community service. He's still going to do his 200 hours.
It's literally personal service.
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
But then she, like, convinces the principal, and the principal's like, well, I do also want to fuck him.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. Literally.
I'll give him a chance.
Yeah. So they start doing the routine, and he's, like, not getting it. And it's the thing where you're like, oh, he's not getting the classic dance, and then he's going to do the thing where he's like, why don't you dance like this?
Yeah.
And then just
why don't we inject some of the streets into
this? Yeah, yeah. And then she's like,
this routine is so stiff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When it's not, because it's fucking ballet.
Yeah, the point, it's precise.
And yeah, like, yeah. And that, yeah, we get up. There's some beef at some point. With her boyfriend or something?
Her boyfriend, his name's something like Brett or some some proper like Chad name.
Yeah, yeah. And she goes, and he goes. The guy's like to Channing Tatum. He's like, "You think you're so tough?" And Channing Tatum says, why don't you touch me?
It's like a threatening kind of, like, you know, gets up in his space.
Yeah.
He's like, why don't you touch me?
Why don't you touch me? He's like, we could fight. Unless. I was like, oh, bro, they're gonna fuck.
Man, that would have been I tell you what, that would have been a more enjoyable movie if it turned out that he didn't get with her in the end, and him and the other guy just do their own dance routine and just fuck.
I mean, yeah, so like 45 minutes in, dude.
Oh my god.
We still haven't got any fucking dancing.
They still haven't stepped up.
They still have. Where's the step up?
Yeah.
For a film called Step Up, there's very little step up.
Yeah.
There's barely any step
up. I mean, you know, you could say with the story, he stepped up to his responsibilities and he did the stepping up in a metaphorical sense. But there's no stepping up.
There's no stepping up.
Yeah.
This is baffling. So, when she, like, that she's like, okay, well, we could do a performance and also we're kind of like fucking now, I guess.
We're getting close.
Yeah. And there's still minimal dancing. And she's like, I have an idea. Like, if I get a good grade and you also do well in this dance routine, maybe the principal will just let you come here. And I was like, does it not cost thousands of dollars? Like, regardless of the principal wants to fuck Channing Tatum, clearly. And she's like, oh, his dance moves are so raw and...
Oh, makes me raw.
Makes me raw. And she's like, yeah, do you have 200 grand, though? Because, like...
He's like, oh, didn't think of that. How many carjackings is that? I've been saving up.
I was just, like, fucking stupid. But, yeah, so... The story is just, like, very generic. But the notes tail off towards the end, because you're like, all right, well, they're doing the thing.
Yeah.
They're learning the dance. It's not working.
They're learning the dance, but then there's conflict with his friends who are like, what are you dancing, man? Are you gay?
Yeah.
What do you come play basketball like us men?
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever. And then he's like, oh, he's getting into the dance, but then something happens. And so he's like, I can't do this anymore. And she's like, oh my God, why would you do this? And then they start the dancing again. And then something else happens and he's like, no, I really can't do this anymore. And she's like, you're an asshole. And then there's a fucking drive-by shooting.
Oh, no, we're skipping over
that. That is just jumping ahead, but yeah.
It's mad. So it takes an hour for a step up, right?
Sure.
That's when he's like, we need to be more street. Yeah. And then, like, the group of dancers do the... She agrees to switch her routine to tailor to Channing Tatum, which is wild, because... Then
it's just mixing both of them up, I suppose.
I guess, but it's stupid because her partner comes back, like her dance partner.
Yeah.
After they'd been practicing, not just them, this whole other students in this, who I assume are also having their final.
I don't know. Yeah, they're just chilling. I guess they're just happy to join.
Yeah,
and they're all. I don't think all of the backup dancers are, but most of them are girls. And it just seems like Channing, because she originally Nora couldn't find, you know, anyone who would like be good enough to dance with her. And when he said, which is crazy, in a dance school, she was like, who are we going to find? And he was like, oh, I'll find some people. And then she comes in and there's just him and loads of women. So he just went round the school and fucking raped them all and was like, hey, you want to come and dance with us?
Oh, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But it was just, so they've been practicing this fucking routine for like, I don't know. I feel like it's months. Surely, if you're practicing this, it must be months, right? Like, if weeks maybe, but it's a while. And then this guy comes back and she's like, oh, he's back now. So thanks for your help.
Yeah.
I'm going to dance without. I'll also fuck that whole plan about doing the showcase so you could come to the school. I just don't really care about that anymore. And he's like, well, fuck you then!
Yeah.
And then leaves. And then that's when we get... they get a fucking... Literally, it's literally 15 minutes left of the film. You're like, where's the step up?
When are we going to see a
step
up?
When are we going to see a step up? We saw mini step up when they were practicing step up.
Baby step ups.
But we saw a baby step up. We need to see big step up.
Yeah.
15 minutes left. You're like, well, that's about the length of time we need for step up.
Yeah.
But then they decide, like, how are we going to end this film? We need a reason for Channing Tatum to want to go to dance again. And they're, like, in the boardroom going, like, oh, could he just decide that he likes dance over doing, it's what he really wants to do. Nah, that's kind of lame. Like, oh, could he have some, could his friends be like, no, this is who you really are? Nah, that sucks. Why don't we fucking have a drive-by shooting and just kill off the little brother?
Yeah.
15 minutes to go.
Yeah.
It's mental.
They're having a funeral and we're like, bro, are they still gonna, is he still gonna dance?
Yeah, yeah. Like 2 days after the funeral, he's like, this one's for Skinny. If only we'd have stepped up, Skinny would still be here.
Yeah.
It's just what? Because it's like the kid, he sees like a mint car that belongs to some like notorious gangster that they all know. And he's like, and they leave it unattended.
And I think that it looked like they were going to go and rob the store.
It did look a bit sus.
That's what I thought they were doing. And that's why he was like, watch the car. But then I guess they weren't. And the other guy just got out of the car as well. So then Skinny just jumps in and jacks
but
the car.
Because at first it definitely seems like it's a robbery. Because Skinny is walking down the street and he sees this gangster in the shop. And we're like, oh my God, they're just going to fucking kill off this kid?
Yeah.
Surely not. But yeah, so he nicks the car. He's driving around. He goes to the club and sees Channing Tatum and his mate. And the kid's brother.
Yeah.
And they're like, are you fucking dumb? That's the fucking big gangster.
That's Mr. Gangster's car. Yeah.
And they're like, stay there. We're coming down.
No, they tell him to get out of the car and get away from the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like, fucking get out of that car now and come here. Like, get away from that car.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, they pull up and they're like, bang, 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 bang. And we were like, bro.
No way.
No way. But like, yeah, and then they do the funeral. His brother's like sad for 2 minutes, and then it's like, I've learned that I should have just let you step up, and we should all step up. And Channing Tatum's like, you're right.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go to the showcase. So it's like,
I did kind of like that scene though, where they're on the basketball court. And they kind of have like a, they have a conversation where he's trying to get the older brother to like talk to him about it. Cause he's trying to like comfort him and be like, hey man, look, they got the guy that did it. And he was like, that's not going to bring him back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, look, it wasn't your fault. And he was like, that's not going to bring him back.
Yeah, yeah.
Like none of that matters. I don't care. And then that's when he's like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, as cheesy as that line is, it's like, you know, we're not being the best that we could be. Like,
is this it?
We're just carjacking and bumming around.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, we should be trying to be the best version of ourselves and try something. And then if we'd only been doing that, then he wouldn't have died.
Yeah,
and all this kind of stuff. So then Channing Tatum's like, I need to dance.
And he's like, no, I meant get a job.
Yeah.
It's funny because you could tell that that his friend / the guy's brother has changed, because he's gone from wearing like a baggy tank top to wearing a shirt. I was like, oh, he's changed.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and also fucking Channing Tatum at the funeral, he couldn't just wear fucking like black attire, like mournful attire, respectful, whatever. He's just got like an open fucking hoodie that's black, and then he's got like some
white.
His shirt is like a shirt underneath, but it's just like this stark white shirt, and then this black hoodie thrown over the
and
top.
His baggy, the same baggy jeans but black.
And he's like, oh, I just got to be ready to dance at any point. Dance for my mate Skippy. Okay. Skinny, whatever.
Skippy. Okay. Okay. Skippy the kangaroo.
Yeah.
So it's finally, I mean, maybe we've got like 10 minutes if that left, and you're like, finally, he's gone to the showcase. We know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
And he goes there and he's just like, hey, I know you're about to go on the stage and do your performance.
In 2 minutes.
But I think we should do Step Up instead of your pristine dance for the, you know, in front of all these opera houses and like dance schools. You know, the classic dance schools that want to see some ballet. Let's do Step Up. And she's like, okay.
Well, she's like, no. And then he's like, please. And then she's like, all right, guys, we're going back to the old routine. And just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. What are you fucking doing?
We haven't done the old routine in 3 weeks.
Yeah. And I guess her original dance bus is like, oh, fuck me, I guess.
Like, but no, he's... No, we have the scene before then where says to her, like, I can't do this. Because I think his foot's still a bit fucked.
Well, it seems like it's a bit fucked, but it seems like he can't do... Because when he comes back, they're still doing step-up things.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't do this because he can't do the fucking spinning on his head and... Like,
yeah, but he like held his foot and stuff as well. Yeah, and then I think, Channing Tatum finds out in the club, somebody says to him like, oh yeah, her dance partner's out again because his foot's still fucked. Or something.
Right.
Something like that. Yeah. So then he's like, huh.
I gotta go.
I don't care about that.
Yeah.
You know? And then obviously later on he goes and speaks to him.
And so they do the step up.
Yeah. We finally get a step up
right at the end. We're like, yes. And it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a choreographed,
for what it is. Yeah. It's still a bit like 2006 pop.
I mean, that's
cringe.
The thing, because we've seen, you know, since that time, you've had all the crazy dance groups you see on like Britain's Got Talent and like everywhere else and whatever. So like, obviously,
it's
changed in a bit and whatever, but it's of its time. And probably at the time, people were like, that's choreographed. It's crazy.
Even now, it's like, yeah, that's the best step up we see.
Yeah, that is. they did finally step up. You know what I mean? And Channing Tatum does some tricks with his hat.
He still
wears his snapback. And they have, like, sex on stage or something.
Yeah. Fucking Tarzan.
Oh, Tarzan.
Oh, Tarzan, I hope we get into dance school. Fuck. You fling shit all over you.
They're like, oh, it's very avant-garde.
Yeah. I love this art piece.
Ah, yes, the old dance routine.
Oh, man. One love, one family. So they step up, and for some reason, all the critically acclaimed dance schools and you know, global stars of dance are like, yes, we want you.
Yeah. I do like this street dance. Oh, yes.
No, they're like...
The funny movements. Yeah, very
I like
nice.
The funny movements, but I'm like, most of all, that he's white. it's wild, because then he's just like, oh, can I get in the school now?
Well, he doesn't ask.
Or
she just tells him.
She's like, you're in the school now. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, one, tuition fees. Tuition fees.
He better be getting a scholarship or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure they're like, oh, he just gets like a scholarship and goes there for free.
Yeah, but I was just like, that's some fucking bullshit. That whole speech you did about you've cost someone getting into this school by damaging it.
He's now taken maybe another place?
Yeah. He's just slowly eating up all the places in school. I am the school.
I am the one dancer.
but also, didn't her part, his part, oh, Nora, she got, like, offered jobs and stuff.
They were like, I want you in my dance academy.
Yeah.
Job company.
Yeah, vague thing. But I was like, if it's a fucking company job thing, why is he like, yeah, I want to go to school? Surely he should be like, no, I want to
join the
dance global business.
Well, because you get that same woman being like, who was the male lead? And they were like, it's this hunk right over here. And she's like, he was very good as well. And you're like, All right. He did, I don't know, a lot of that legwork, I think.
Yeah.
He was the one who was like, you should do this and bring this to it, you know.
Oh, well.
But, I mean, you know, the lesson is he's got to learn and he's got to put in the hard work and he's got to step up.
Yeah, he's got to step up.
Yeah. And then we never see him again.
Is he
in the next movie?
That's a good point.
I don't think he is.
Step up to the streets. Nope. Oh, no, he is. But he's not. It looks like he's not the main lead. He probably makes an appearance or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like...
He, like, comes in at the beginning and he's like, I believe that you could step up. And then hands them a torch.
But, yeah, like... And also, I guess, like, his community service was just done then. They were like...
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, if they are... If it was the school pressing charges against him, I don't know how it works, whether they can just turn around after the fact and be like, hi, Judge... We've decided to drop the charges since we're enrolling him. And the judge is like, what?
You're fucking enrolling him? Yeah. Did he do his community service? Did he do his hours? They're like, well, he danced.
He did it for like a week.
Like, I gotta send him to jail.
Yeah.
He didn't complete his hours. But Bad Film Good.
I think Bad Film Good. I enjoyed it, even if it... The dancing is a bit of its time.
Look, I feel like...
And Channing Tatum's hot.
Yeah. I feel like Bad Film Good for me, I did... When I said this morning that I was reflecting on the film, I was like, I wonder if I would have enjoyed it as much if we weren't watching it together.
Right.
Because we were absolutely tearing the whole time. But it was really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Like, so I think Bad Film Good if you're watching it with someone else. I don't know if it would just be like, this is cringe if you're watching it by yourself.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. But yeah, that's everything that we got for this week.
Yeah.
Next week, we are watching...
Is it Resident Evil next week?
Yeah, Resident Evil.
Yeah.
1 and 2. 4, 6,
Resident Evil 1 and 2. We're doing it again. 5 and 6.
5 and 6. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was going to say that the all the different Step Up films sounded like the fucking Resident Evil movie.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Well, cuz what was the Retribution or whatever?
Retribution, Afterlife, China.
But what was the
High Step Water.
Up
one?
There was Step Up, which Step Up like
Revolution.
Oh, Revolution. Yeah, that's there we go. Yeah. That sounded like Step Up Annihilation. Yeah. Got to step up against these zombies.
But yeah, if you want to have the show, give us a 5-star review, tell a friend,
let me check whether we're still on 6 or if we've had more 5-star reviews. This is just on Spotify.
Spotify.
That's what I can quickly access. Yeah, we got 6 5-star reviews. Nice. 2 of them are us.
How do we... Oh, right, yeah. But as always, we'll end with...
Oh, God, he's not... So Aiden's frozen because he's not in his usual habitat. Yeah. He's forgotten how to do the AI Wars
literally,
intro.
Literally. I'm like,
Yeah, Aiden, there's a beeping first.
Bloom, bloom.
We don't have a
quick hand me the drum. But yeah, I think you went first last week.
I think I did, yeah. What's the current score, Aiden?
It is currently, if you don't know what AI Wars is, go back to a different episode. I can't
then,
be asked.
Then
this
fucking
week.
Get a life,
yeah,
mate.
Get a life.
How
mate.
Do you
Where have
know?
You been? Yeah. It's currently Inspirobot 21, Image Flip 19.
Yeah.
So you have got a nice 2-point lead, and something tells me it's going to be a nice 3-point lead. I have been, peek behind the curtain, I have been scrolling frantically through Image Flip, trying to generate.
Scrambling, struggling. Yeah.
And it's just been, I mean, I gave it to Deez to have a go.
Yeah.
We looked on Inspirobot, I think... My laptop is just... There's something about it. It just comes up with trash.
Yeah.
Because not even Deeks could get a good Inspirable on my laptop. So. Yeah.
Maybe I didn't want to give him one.
Fuck you. But this is... It's the meme where... Finding Neverland. It's the one where Johnny Depp sat on the bench with the kid from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. You know?
It's not from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
He must
the
be. One where,
you know, it's from a different movie.
No, but like, that kid's in Charlie and the Chocolate
It's the same
Factory.
Kid, yeah. Right. But it's from a different film.
Finding Neverland.
Because he's not with Willy Wonka in that, is he?
Oh, yeah. He's not Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka. Not at all. Willy Wonka in his depression stage.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor Willy. but it's the one where he's, like, sat on the bench.
Yeah, and they both cry or something.
Yeah, yeah. And he goes, who's the best at the party? And then Willy Wonka goes, Andrew. And then they both hug and go, Andrew.
Man.
And that is the best I could come up with. Yeah.
Oh, bro. Right. Well, I have a... it looks to be a sort of a close-up on what would be like a bed of roses. So you've got like all these different sort of shapes from the different roses. And you've got the red and the kind of light that's bouncing off of them and things. And it just says, enjoy gender-neutral post-ejaculatory guilt.
What?
There you go.
Post-ejaculatory
gender-neutral. This one's inclusive, bro.
Damn.
Regardless of gender, that you got to enjoy that post-ejaculatory guilt.
Fucking hell. All right, yes. All right. Get the point.
Give me the tasty points.
Yeah, so as always, we'll leave you with a funny Facebook post from an old lady.
Is this our outro now? No, just doing another Inspirable, basically.
This one is the granny's posted, Facebook, please put pictures from Christmas on here. And then someone commented, Grandma, what are you talking about? She says, I am trying to put the pictures from Christmas on Facebook, but it won't work. He says, lol, were you trying to command it like a robot? And then she says, your grandfather told me to try it.
The fucking grandfather's rolling. He's like this dumb bitch.
All right, one bonus one. Someone's boasted, I hate Rihanna. And then her grandma commented and said, she might be mean to you, Tara, but that doesn't mean you have to be mean to her.
These are the warriors we need on the internet. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the final in-person episode. You know.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.